This is a podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio.
We've all experienced it, walking along and finding our path blocked by a car, a van or a truck, which is parked in the pavement. It's not just inconvenient and damaging to the pathway, but if you're visually impaired, have a mobility problem, or just out with your child in their pram, it can be dangerous stepping into the road to go around the obstacle. MSP Sandra White is looking to have laws strengthened to help put a stop to this and to educate drivers in order that they understand the problems that pavement parking can cause. And Sandra joins me now from the Scottish Parliament in Edinburgh. Sandra, thank you very much for speaking to us. First of all, what, can I ask, was the catalyst for this proposed change in the law?
Thank you for allowing me to, say some words regarding this bill. Catalyst is basically, it's about justice for people who are being forced off of pavements onto the road. And basically, I must give credit to other MSPs who have tried to push this forward. Way back in 2010, Ross Finney attempted to get this through Parliament, and then Joe Fitzpatrick picked it up. So I suppose you could say I picked it up from them and run with it also. And this time, I'm almost certain we'll get it passed.
So obviously it's a long-running campaign, as you're explaining there, I presume, certainly over the years, and with the other MSPs involved as well, you've had good feedback and support, and I would imagine charities like Guide Dogs as well, quite helpful.
Absolutely. Guide Dogs for the Blind have been absolutely fantastic, and I must thank Jane and her team, and also Living Streets have been wonderful as well. I had so many meetings with them. They've given me great advice. We've looked at legal advice as well. I doubt very much if I or anyone else could have got to this stage without their help.
So let me ask you then, Sandra, just to explain to us in detail, just in case our listeners aren't familiar with the situation, are there current laws that cover pavement parking, and what changes are you proposing to current legislation?
There are current laws. There's laws where local councils are responsible, and there's laws where the local police are responsible as well. So you have areas that local council is responsible for, which is called decriminalised areas, and the other areas are police, which obviously is not decriminalised. The problem arises when people don't quite understand that it's so convoluted, and the police are very supportive of this because they feel it would streamline it more. At the moment, obviously, councils, traffic wardens, they can, fine someone for parking on a pavement. Doesn't happen that often, unfortunately. And in the case of the police, where it's criminalised, it very, very seldom actually any action has taken place. So this will give basically more power to local authorities, and it will be legislation once it passes, that the Scottish Government, this legislation will come forward. So therefore it will be law, and it will be up to local councils, where 14 of them at the moment have the decriminalisation. We would hope other local councils would join to have this across the board in Scotland. If not, it would give more legislation to the police to ensure that these people who irresponsibly park on pavements are dealt with.
Now, you mentioned the key word there, Sandra, irresponsible. Let's consider it from the driver's point of view, if you like. Has there been opposition to this from driving organisations, and can you understand their concerns as well?
The only one that I can recollect and actually gave evidence just a month or so ago was the haulage contractors. They were saying that if they have to drive up onto pavements, drop curbs to deliver. But at the moment, there is law that gives people who are delivery drivers, for instance, 20 minutes to be there to deliver stuff, which I think is quite sufficient. They're really the only people that we've had any concerns raised about the fact that this bill would impede them about their business. The vast majority of drivers, even just, odd drivers, members of the public, are supportive of it.
I suppose you could say, though, that maybe they've got a point of view sometimes. We've all come across people who park irresponsibly on the spur of the moment, but sometimes they will cite, for instance, a lack of parking spaces, maybe unsuitable streets. You mentioned deliveries as well. You can maybe understand the frustration that the driver goes through occasionally.
Well, perhaps occasionally. There are areas, and there's no doubt, Once it reaches, passes stage one and comes to stage two, there will be amendments be able to put forward by individuals and organisations. And there will be some areas where there's small villages, for instance, which, you know, have a high volume or don't have a high volume of traffic, where this would not necessarily apply. So I would assume that common sense would come into it, and it would be up to each individual council if they're going to put forward no pavement parking in this area. They would consult with the local residents there, and a consultation process would go ahead. I mean, it's not, I've always said from the beginning that, as far as I'm concerned, this is not a punitive bill. This is a bill about educating drivers about their responsibility of parking in pavements and not allowing people to be able to get about their business, which is their right.
I would imagine as well, Sandra, a key part would be educating drivers as well.
Absolutely, that's what I was saying earlier. Yeah, an educational process has to come along with it. I think people are just so used to it, they don't think at times. But when you get somebody with, you know, a blind person, someone in a wheelchair, or even people with kiddies and buggies who have to get out onto the road, basically comes a time, yeah, people do need to be educated. And you'll have drivers who, you know, are responsible, and yeah, that's where the punitive action will come in. But the educational part is very important.
So I'll finish, Sandra, by asking you what stage things are at this precise moment.
Well, today, it's not a scoop, but it's first I've spoken about it. Today at 5 o'clock, I'm putting forward the stage one of the bill in Parliament, and it'll be debated. That will last from 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock, and basically asking the Parliament to accept this bill at stage one in principle. I'm hoping that they will say yes. And if stage one is accepted, it goes on to stage two. So I'm 99% certain we will get it accepted, but I can't be 100% sure.
Well, let's assume we get it accepted then. Mm-hmm. What happens in stage two? What's the next step?
The next step in stage two would be that obviously the committee would look at it as well, which they have done. I'm grateful to that. They would look at it, and there would be amendments be able to put in at stage two, because there's a number of amendments that have to be looked at as the education. It would go forward then. If it was agreed at stage two, then it would go to stage three, which would be the final aspect of the bill, and then the bill would be passed. But we have to remember that because we are facing an election just now, the Parliament is in dissolution from the 23rd of March, so the timescale is pretty tight, so we need to look at that. But I have it under great assurance, and the Transport Minister has went public with this, that even if time doesn't allow and the bill falls after stage one, stage two, that they will adopt it after May when they're re-elected. So one way or the other, it will pass.
Well, we wish you luck with it, and we thank you also for taking time to talk to us here on Insight Radio. That's MSP Sandra White.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Ian, and thank you all the listeners for listening.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from RNIB's Insight Radio. For more podcasts, check out insightradio.co.uk.